get so many different titles and this, that, and the others. I heard one minister say, boy, you can get a good title, but if you don't have the word to back it up, it can be a dud. I said, Lord, I got a whole lot of messages you gave me, but it's a struggle to bring it, you know, to bring it forth the way I desire to bring it. I know it's in me, but I'm asking God to help me to bring it out of me. And I'm going to be reading out of the book of John chapter 3. And if I would title this, it would be a series of changes. I'm going to be talking about being born again just briefly. So you all that got your dinner on, I think it's going to be hot and ready for you when you get home. You all do pray for me, you know, as I try to seek the Lord. Pray for me that he will call me in close. And I desire it. God knows that I do. You know, I desire to get closer to him. I desire to have what the Lord said I'm supposed to have. And I want it, you know, not just desire, I do want it. Heavenly Father, this is about his. Heavenly Father, I come to you once again, Lord. I thank you for allowing me to be before your people, Lord, your precious sheep, God. I thank you also, God, for allowing me to handle your word once again. I do count it a privilege, Father, and I do thank you. And I ask, Father God, oh God, for the time that I'm up here, Lord, the time that you will use me, Lord. I pray, God, that something is said, God, oh God, that will penetrate the hearts this morning, those that are unsaved, God. I pray, Father God, that they be drawn, Father God, by your spirit, God. And those that are saved, God, oh God, that they will be encouraged to go on, Lord, if it's nothing but just this day, Lord. These blessings I ask in Jesus' name. Now, I'm going to begin at the very first verse, chapter 3 of John. I'm going to stretch out on faith. I've been asking the Lord to heal my eyes because I don't know what to do with the glass. I lose them so much, and he's been doing it. I can see this word now. There was a man of Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher that come from God. For no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? And Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of the water and of the spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. I'm going to stop there for a minute. Jesus, he knew what was going on in Nicodemus. He knew that he was a Pharisee, and he knew that the Pharisees, they had so much stuff in them. They was contending with a whole lot of unwritten rules and all this made up stuff. I like to say, do as I say, but not as I do. And this man knew that something about Jesus. He knew that God was with him. So he got so inquisitive. He asked Jesus, you know, how can a man be born again? Can he, when he's old, can he enter into his mother's womb a second? And when I looked at that, I'm like, you know, whether you're young or old, if you grow up in your mother's womb and come back out, you're still a sinner. It don't make no difference. You know, you come out how many times, how old, how young you are, you're going to come out a sinner. And Jesus told him, except a man be born of the water and of the spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. You know, we got to be born of the water. We got to be baptized. And we got to be born of the Spirit of God. And he said in verse 6, that which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not, I say unto thee, you must be born again. And we know when we're born of the flesh, we are born of our parents, natural parents. You know, we have those traits. We have the attributes of our mother and our father, the natural parent. And God is trying to tell, Jesus is trying to tell Nicodemus that, you know, Nicodemus, you know, if you're born of your mother, you come out of it, you know, you still going to be a sinner. You're still going to act like a Pharisee. You're still going to do what your father used to do. You're going to do what you see your father do, what you heard him do. You're just going to be as you are, a sinner, until you be born of the Spirit. Now, that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. He said, more than not, you must be born again. And we know that Jesus is the only door to the kingdom of God. When they knew, they had the scriptures with them, they heard the prophets, they knew about the tabernacle. They say this man was a master of Israel. Say he was a teacher, and that he knew all about the tabernacle. That it had the one door, and you had to go in this one door to get in. And all that symbolizes, it was just pointing to Jesus Christ. And no matter where you come from, if you don't come through the door, you can't be born again. You got to be born of the Spirit of God. You got to be born of the Spirit. That means there is a change. There has to be a change taking place. And that change, it has to take place in two places. One is your heart, and the other place is your mind. If your heart is not right, then your mind can't comprehend a lot of things because your heart is not right. So if we, as saints of God, we are transformed by the renewing of our mind. We come from the world. We know all about how to be sinners. You know, I'll say I was one of the chiefly sinners. I knew how to sin. Nobody had to teach me how to sin. When I was young, I did all kind of devilish things. Even old, I did all kind of devilish. But when I got saved, I needed to know how to live a godly life. So when I got saved, there was a change taking place in my life. It was like a metamorphosis. Like you get wrapped up in your mind to where you get inquisitive and you want to know truly how to be saved. How do I'm supposed to act when I'm saved? What do I'm supposed to say? What do I'm supposed to do? Where I'm supposed to be when I'm saved? You know, the Pharisees, they knew all of these things, but they did just the opposite. They walked around like some of us as if though they had it all. They had the scriptures pinned on their sleeves and they had them all on their face. They did everything literally. But Jesus got down to it and said, you know, we got to be circumcised from our hearts. Our heart has to be renewed. We have to have a broken and a contrite spirit in order to be born again. And once you're born again, you know, you're going to take the mind is going to transform into where it's supposed to be. You're going to begin to think like Jesus. You're going to begin to talk like Jesus. I know that there's a scripture out there that says, my ways are not like your ways. My thoughts are not like your thoughts. And I think I've been taking that scripture out of context, you know, because I've often used that scripture to say, well, I don't know God's way. I don't know his thoughts. And a lot of people agree and they be like, well, yeah, you're right. We don't know what we're supposed to know. Jesus said that, look, I know my Father. I know what he do. I know what he tells me. And if we're supposed to have the mind of Christ, then we're supposed to know his ways. We're supposed to know God's thoughts. Therefore, we have to be born again in order to know these things. So on down here to verse 10, Jesus answered and said to him, art thou a master of Israel and knowest not these things? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we know and testify of what we've seen, and ye receive not our witness. If I have told you earthly things, and you believe not, how shall you believe if I tell you heavenly things? Or Jesus telling him, I just got that this morning. I got that revelation this morning. I really didn't understand. But Jesus telling him, look, he said, look, verily, verily, I said, we speak that we know of. The we is him. And I believe he's talking about his disciples. Look, we're telling you earthly things right now. John told you that he saw the Spirit come and set on me and abided there. My disciples are telling y'all that I turned the water into wine. You don't believe that? I'm telling you that I seen the Father. I've been up there and I hear what he tell me. You don't believe that? Why is it that we can tell you earthly things? We testify every Sunday morning. We testify, I believe we testify every day. At work, on the street, we testify about what God has done for us. But the people don't believe these earthly things that we are telling them. How can they believe heavenly things except they be born again? There has to be a change taking place in your mind. You have to be renewed in your mind. So it don't make a difference whether you come out of your mama's womb a second time. You have to come through the door. You got to come through Jesus Christ in order to be born again. You have to have the mind of Christ in order to know what salvation is truly all about. And he said, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. In other words, he's saying, look, we're telling you earthly things. I can tell you heavenly things. Otherwise, Nicodemus, otherwise, church, let us just believe. Let us just believe on who God sent. Let us believe on who Jesus say he is. Jesus is the author and the finisher of our faith. Jesus started this thing. He going to finish this thing. We're going to have him to do what we need him to do. You know, we ourselves, we are compassed about with so many witnesses ourselves. We heard the testimony that I heard last Sunday, Shelly's testimony. It sparked something in me. It made me go back and say, Lord, remember? You know, I got some things on the altar now. But first I had to make sure that my life was right. I had to make sure it's right. Make sure I ain't got nothing against my wife. Make sure I ain't got nothing against nobody at church. I had to do some checking. I had to do some soul searching. I said, well, Lord, then now if you ain't brought nothing to my remembrance, then now I can bring my gift and lay it at the altar. I can bring it to you now. I'm expecting it. You know, when Shelly got up and gave her testimony, that really inspired me. It made me smile how, look, God is still on the throne. God still cares about us. God still wants us to have the things that we need to have, not just need, but the things that we desire to have. So why should we tell you, Nicodemus, these earthly things you don't believe, the heavenly things you don't believe, just believe on who I am. Believe on who God sent. God sent this only begotten Son. We think about Apostle Paul, how when he was thought he was doing the will of God, persecuting the church, wasting the church. Moses, when he was the prince over Israel, before his series of change, he became the deliverer of Israel. Peter, when he was a fisherman, before his series of changes, he became a fisher of men. So what I'm trying to say to church, what we're going through is a series of changes. Things that we're going, you may not have a job this morning. You may not have the things that you desire, as mother said, but when we wait upon God, those things are going to come. God ain't going to lie to us. God is not going to withhold any good thing from us, saints of God. God got what we need. So we got to just depend on God. We got to believe God. Now, I believe also Nicodemus, when he got when he hung around Jesus long enough after the burial of Jesus Christ, that he brought this spices and he helped Joseph Arimathea to bury Jesus. I believe that there was a series of changes going on in his life. I believe that the man changed and gave his life to the Lord. I believe that if we follow Jesus and do what he said, just think about it, saints of God. When the disciples was following Jesus, they had doubt. They didn't always believe, because Jesus always referred to himself, oh, you guys yet would understand. You still, oh, ye of little faith, Peter, you still don't believe after all that I've done, after all that you've seen? See, that was a change had to take place. Jesus had to come back after his crucifixion a few times in order for them to get to where they were. So there are some things that we have to do, saints of God. We have to bear what we're going through. We know people going to talk about us. We know people going to ridicule us. We know it's going to come, first of all, right directly in our homes. It's going to come from the husband, the wife, our sisters, our brothers. My brother-in-law was visiting us the other day. And I used his phone to call my brother. And my brother thought it was him. And my brother-in-law said, well, tell him we at the casino. And he said, what you doing at the casino? That's all he kept saying. What you doing at the casino? What you doing at the Marriott Star? I said, boy, I'm at home on my couch. That's where I am. So people are going to look for us to do, to mess up. People are going to look for us to fall. But you know what? God said he made a way of escape for us. All we got to do, first of all, saints of God, is submit ourselves, and we will overcome. Submit ourselves unto God, and the devil will flee. We don't have to go nowhere. We don't have to run from the devil. We don't have to flee from him. The enemy is going to flee from us. All we got to do is stand. We just got to stand and just believe God. Trust the Lord. I got a couple of scriptures I want to read and try to expound on. I'm going to go to Colossians 1 and 21. And you that were sometimes alienated from the enemies of the mind, of your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled in the body of his flesh through the death to present you holy, unblameable, unreprovable in his sight. If ye continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which ye have heard and which was preached to every creature, which is under heaven, wherefore I, Paul, am made a minister. Look, we was once alienated from the truth. We didn't always do everything right. We ain't always have it. We ain't always walk the thin line. We ain't always bow down and ask God for these things. We always, sometimes in our life, we ran to mama, we ran to somebody looking for what we need. But now there's a change, a series of changes taking place in our life that we want to see Jesus move. We want to see Jesus do this thing for us. We want to give God all the glory. We don't want no man, no woman, no boy, no girl. We don't want none of them to get the glory. We want to see God move for ourselves. Because, saints of God, we got to know who God is in these last days. We got to know who he is. Well, you cannot hear I'm going to go to Hebrews. Yes, Lord. Y'all bear with me. Hebrews 2:4-2. See, they had to follow Jesus for a while. They was with Jesus for a long, for many years. They heard the gospel. Jesus was the gospel. For many years, they traveled around and they went through some changes in their lives until their eyes was completely open. 4:2 reads, Hebrew, for unto us the gospel was preached as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. So you got to have some faith. You got to believe what you're hearing. You got to believe the word of God. So how can we believe? How can we have faith? Faith comes by hearing, and by hearing the word of God. So the more that we sit up under the word of God, the more of a change is going to take place in our hearts, the more of a change is going to take place in our mind. The more you hear the testimonies, the more change and a belief is going to rise up in you that's going to cause you to say, I can. I can. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. You got to have the word of God. And how can we hear without the preaching? We need the preachers. A lot of folk want to sit home. I've met some of the saints of old, and it kind of shocked me what they told me. They didn't have to come to church. They don't believe they have to come to church no more. They can get the gospel off the TV. I said, well, that's good. You can. You know, and you know, my son, he listens, he believes God hears him. He believes, he talks to God. I said, what the Bible tells us, man, we should not forsake the assembling of ourselves. You know, if they read the scriptures every Sabbath in the synagogues, I think we need to be in church somewhere too, listening to the scriptures. He said they was every Sabbath, every Sunday, every Sabbath day. They were in the synagogue listening to the word of God. So who are we? We're not better than they are. If God spared not the natural branch, he didn't spare the natural Jews. You know, they could not, I mean, God got rid of them because they did not believe. They did not believe. That was the sin. You know, lay aside every weight and the sin that easily beset us. And that sin is faith. God frowns at us when we don't believe and trust him for what we need. He frowns at it. So they don't believe that they have to sit in the house of God no more. Now, when the disciples of Peter and all disciples, they was preaching and they was expounding on the word of God. And, you know, the Pharisees and all the high priests, they wanted to beat him and throw him in prison and cast him out. But this one man, he was a Pharisee. He said, look, wait a minute. Let me give them a little room. He said, y'all remember these two guys? He said, one was, I believe it was Theopolis or Theotis. This man was a man that he had a lot of people following him. He commanded of his own self of doing a whole lot of things. He said, but you know what? Nothing came about that. He was killed. He said, there was another man, a tax collector, Judas. He said, he perished. And all those that followed him, nothing became of that. He said, but look, let us leave these guys alone. If this thing be of God, then we'll know it. But if it's not of God, then won't nothing come about. But if it's of God, who are you? How can you fight against God? Ain't nothing you can do. If it's of God, it's going to grow and grow. That's what he told Paul. He said, Paul, he said, why are you kicking against the pricks? It's hard for you to fight against God. So whatever God is doing, it's going to manifest. Whatever God is doing for us, it's going to be so. So we don't have to worry about what the people are thinking and what they're going to do. All we got to do is keep on pushing on. Keep on waiting on God. Keep on trusting God. There is a series of changes going to take place. I believe there's going to be a series of changes taking place in this church next year, probably before this year is out. There's a series of changes. People are talking different. People are walking different. People are praying now. I mean, that is a change. That's a transforming of your mind. You're not being conformed to what the world is talking about no more. We're not interested in what the world has to offer for us anymore. We're not interested in the houses and things like that. When that series of changes came about in Peter's life, he dropped his nets. He dropped them once and for all. He stopped fishing for fish. He started fishing for men. You know, there's a change taking place out there, saints of God. I don't know what y'all are doing, but my love was working on houses. But that thing is dropping off of me. It's leaving me. And I'm trying to give two houses away, and I can't give them away. I don't have a care. I don't want them no more. It doesn't matter to me no more. My mind has been transformed over now. It's thinking about heavenly things, not earthly things. Somebody can come and burn those houses up. I know you got insurance, but who wants to keep going through all of that stuff? You know, I'm getting tired of chasing folk about the rent. Who wants to keep going through all? Lord, leave that to somebody else. Let me build my hopes up on things eternal. Let me build my things up on things in the heaven, you know, because I know can't nobody take that from me. Can't nobody take it from me. Can't nobody take it from you. Only thing they can do to me, I always say, is they send me to glory a little early. That's all. And they can't do that unless God allows it. So who are we to be afraid of men? Why should we be afraid? And we should not be afraid of what they can do to us. You know? So there is a series of changes taking place. I believe that God is working on us. I believe God is trying to call us to a higher place. And I pray that the Lord will get in me, in my mind. I mean, just take control of me because I do struggle. I understand Paul, what he was talking about, you know. He said, I know in me dwelleth no good thing. In my flesh dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me. For what I want to do is present with me. It's right here in my heart. I want to do this thing. But I don't find how to do it. And I know I need a higher power. I know I need a God that created the heavens and the earth to remove this stuff out of me. To get the love of the world out of me, because the love of the world in me, then the love of the Father is not. So I know that God is going to deliver me. One day he's going to deliver me. Oh, wretched man, Paul said, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God, Jesus Christ, for with my mind I serve God. But with the flesh, with my body, I serve the flesh. But you know, saints of God, I thank the Lord for giving me this opportunity. I thank God for the word of God. I believe that if we draw nigh to God, these series of changes will take place. Nicodemus, he was drawing nigh. He came by night. He came in the secret. You know, but if we draw nigh to God, God will draw nigh to us. If we abide in his word abide in us, whatever we ask, it shall be given to us. Amen. God ain't gonna hold nothing from us. Whatever we desire, God will give it to us. Amen. So let us think about being born again. Let us think about the series of changes in our life. When God put you through a trial, allow you to go through a trial, the test, God ain't trying to take you out. God is trying to make you. He ain't trying to break you. He's trying to see what we are really made of. You know, that was an old saying, for God I live and for God I die. That's what Paul said. And God is really testing. Are we really going to live for him this day? Are we really going to live for him in this hour? Because there's so much going on. So much going on. Not just the Ferguson thing, but worldwide. So much is going on. The persecution is still going on. So if you don't have Christ in your life, if you're not born again, then you can't go through no change. You're going to keep going around that same old mountain. You're going to keep going around the same, going through the same old thing over and over. So if you're not born again, there is no change. Once you be born again, that's where the changes take place. That's where the hot trials come. That's when the tests come. That's when everything come tumbling down, seem like, to see what you're going to do. See what you're made of. See what your works are made of. You know, our works are supposed to be faith. Our works are supposed to be in Christ Jesus, what we believing on, what we leaning on. The song that we sang this morning, Leaning on Jesus. You know, I smiled back there this morning because it seemed like the whole congregation was singing that song. I say, Lord, it seemed like everybody is leaning on you. Everybody need to lean on Jesus. You know, I was touching Donald back there. I said, man, don't that sound good? It sounded real good. We didn't need no music. You know, I don't know what the angels sound like, but somebody said one time it sounded like the angels were singing. But it sounded like the whole congregation was singing. It sounded so good. I said, Lord, we need to lean on you. We need to trust in you, God, not in riches, not in things, because those things are going to pass away. Heaven and earth is going to pass, but his word is going to stand forever. And what Jesus was trying to get across to Nicodemus is standing right now. So if you ain't been born again, you ain't came through the door, you have no life. And he is the only door. He is the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come to the Father except to be drawn. No man can come to Jesus except to be drawn by the Father. No man. You got to be called and pulled by the Father, by the Spirit. And when you say, yes, Lord, you're born again. You say, okay, Lord, I want you to be the Lord of my life, the head of my life, over my life. Then we have to learn through the series of changes to let him be the Lord of our life, you know, and not take this life back. Because he said, if you find your life, you're going to lose it. You lose it for my sake, then you'll find it. You'll have life eternally. That's all Jesus was telling Nicodemus. It's in me, Nicodemus. It's in Christ. It's in Christ, and Christ is in us, the hope of glory. Saints of God, I hope I've said something to encourage you. You all continue to pray my strength in the Lord, and I'm going to turn this back over to Pastor.
I would say this to my son. strive to be yourself. That's right. I had a pastor that was, I've had good pastors. Good, very good pastors. But I found out that ain't another me. What you see is what you get. And I just want to be the best me I can be. Ain't that right? Thank you, Jesus. I'm glad that he preached that about being born again. Because all this week, you know, we've been in at the church mostly, in Old Bridges. And in the mornings, I've been there. And I went into a study about the law. And I found something wonderful. I just couldn't hardly put it down. And he kind of got the preamble of it, what he preached today. Amen. Amen. So we're gonna grow this year, and we're going to be a different people. We said that last year. We're going to say it every year. We're going to get better every year. Better and better. Amen. We just thank the Lord today. We really do. I look around all my family here. But family, I'm going to tell you, you got a job. You saved. You need to try to get somebody else saved. You need to bring somebody else. If each one of us would bring somebody to church, we'd have this church filled. You want me to go out there and be, I can't. I do the best I can, you know, but it was made for all of us. We are all soul winners, all of us. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank the Lord. I was sitting there, I was thinking about all I want to do this year. Oh, my God, I was thinking, I was telling my little baby, I saw him singing. The Lord began to impress upon me. He said, get the kids busy. And I had talked to somebody else about getting the children busy. And sister had tried to get the kids. She done what she offered to get these kids. So just be a little patient. We're going to be all right. But I want you to know we're going to have music. Because when I read in the Bible, when they begin to get things together for the church, amen, the first thing they did was get the singing men and women and get the instruments to going. You read it. It's in the Old Testament. David even made instruments to play. So God wants instruments played in the church. Now, we're not with them other folks. It's, you know, yeah, we're not them. I want everything, the bang and bing, everything. And so I begin to see things that I want to do and see things in my heart. Amen, amen. And so y'all going to have a little patience with us because if what his name? Tranier. He ain't here today, but God anointed him many years ago. And I said, Lord, I don't understand this. I tell you what I said. We're going to try. And so y'all might have to listen to me and try and yell for a while. Amen. Because I'm going to put him over there and I'm going to get over there and we're going to learn. Amen. I thought about it. I said, Lord, you know, David had, he was a king. But he got an instrument and played it. I said, well, I ain't a king, but I'm a pastor, so I'm going to get me something and play it. Hello. That no, I said, I make my mind up. I will do what I make my mind. My mind is made up. How about yours? Amen. I mean, I believe I can play that guitar. In fact, the minister's sister was helping me to play a guitar. I said, Lord, I'm going to play something. Who said right? Y'all may have to listen to it. It's a little bang. It took me so bad. We went out to where we go every year, out to Sparta. And Brother David, he said, Lord, didn't I give me a voice? I just cannot sing. So he picked him up a guitar. It ain't, but when everybody else playing, you can't tell his little thing from the other. Because it'd be banging in there with the rest. Praise the Lord. We're going to do better this year. We can have music. I'm not listening. Just because we ain't got up there don't mean I don't want it. I want this thing filled with music. I do. Amen, because this music in heaven, God loves music. He made music. Fact of it is, the devil was the head of the music. So he loves music. God loves music. So I just don't put down and say, well, don't get, you better be praying. You pray God send us somebody. You pray hard. And I don't want anybody now. Maybe that's why I'm too picky. Maybe it gotta be somebody that's anointed. I don't want to have to go through training something. No. Gotta be somebody that's anointed. I thank God for being here. I really truly do. I do. Do you? Won't you give God a good clap off and just tell him how much you love him? Woo! He's such a good God. He's just a wonderful God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But I do appreciate this church because you can praise God with our music. I just heard today the gentleman say, well, I can't come to your church because y'all ain't got no music. I love the drums and I love the this and I love. And it's not that you just love God. I know you all love music. I know you do. I know everybody loves music. Music is something that people love, especially instruments. I love music. And so I thank you for sitting here with that and this. I know you love God. Now listen, hold on. Because God sees us sitting here without this or that. He sees it. Hallelujah. And the Bible says if you get desperate, where my baby at? I got desperate. If you get desperate, God will move. You get desperate, God will move. Now, we're gonna ask for music. We want some music. We will not sit here and not have a pianist and a drummer and whatever else. They out there. Okay, now. But I don't want anybody now. I will let the Lord know that. Put that in there, Lord. Put that in there. I want someone that's going to worship the Lord. Will you stand on your feet? God, we're asking you this year to send us a pianist, a drummer, a guitarist, and everything else we got up here. I'm asking in Jesus' name in front of all my people. You're going to make me feel bad, really bad now if you don't do that. Putting myself on the line and putting you there too. Because you said whatever we ask you, you would give it to us. Amen. We're not asking you for cars. We're not asking you for bank accounts. We're not asking you for new nothing. We're just asking you to put music here that you be glorified. I want you to be lifted up, Lord. And music lifts you up. Singing lifts you up. And I pray that you would touch us, Lord, and help us to do everything we can to lift up the kingdom of God. Everything we can. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And I want you to know your healing is coming. My healing is coming. Because Jesus is here. He never comes anywhere that he don't leave something. Oh, I appreciate that I can walk on this foot. I'm telling my foot was so I couldn't even walk on it. Hallelujah. But as y'all begin to praise God and everything, then my foot feel better. Good gracious of life. It's just terrible. But you know, I believe God. I say, I believe God. I do. I say I believe God. And I thank God for you all, my loved ones. And I hope that I hope that Willie stay with us and help us. Help us. We need everybody here to lift your voices up. And like the brother say, it sounds just like when everybody's singing, it sounds so good. Amen. Amen. When we all get to heaven. What a day of rejoicing that will be. Oh, when we all see Jesus, we will sing and shout the victory.